Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. You know, we're here, we're in the playoffs. You know, I think what I've done in the past was kind of the opposite and try to deregulate things and, you know, try to be too calm or even opposite of that and, like, be way too excited, you know. So kind of finding that medium, like, energy level, seeing where the game is at, seeing where I'm at, and just not trying to fight it. And, yeah, just being comfortable there and go out and compete.
It's such a unique situation facing the Brewers now, back-to-back starts, especially after the fact that you didn't see them for 4 months. Mm-hmm. Can you take anything away from that last start going into this one, or do you have to just wipe the slate clean and approach it as a new day?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some things you know, I learned from last game. But, yeah, at the same time, you know, wasn't a good one, but, you know, I got to clean the slate, like I said, and just keep moving on and just go out there and compete. Yeah, I think, you know, if you go out there and compete and just give it your best, good things can happen.
In the modern game, there's such an emphasis on bullpens and strengths of bullpens. You guys, as a starting rotation, have been able to shorten games by going 6 or 7 innings, and that seems like there's a direct correlation between that and when this team has success. How have you guys as a staff been able to eat so many innings of late and put this team in a position to win games, because there's a direct correlation to when you guys turn things around to when this team could turn things around?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's got their routines, and everyone's kind of locking into those routines. You know, I see, you know, I can pretty much tell what day Q is pitching just off the, you know, his bullpen day or like his in between stuff, or, you know, same thing with Seve or Petey or Drip. You know, it's like, you know, when you have those consistent routines and you believe in those routines and you believe that those things are going to translate on the field, then, you know, you can have good results and consistent results. And, you know, I think all of us at the same time have been able to do that. And, yeah, I think that's just kind of a culmination of all those things.
I asked JD in Atlanta during the celebration about the expectations that you guys have always had versus what the rest of the world has had for you guys. Now the expectations are you're here, it's time to win. Do you guys change anything in terms of expectations that you've had internally now that you are in the playoffs compared to maybe where you guys were back in May?
I would say no. I think the you know, ultimate goal is always to, you know, win the World Series and, you know, first make the playoffs and then win the World Series. But, you know, we've done those things, but, you know, those thoughts and processes have got us here. You know, I don't think we need to change anything. You know, I think everybody's doing an amazing job of what they've been doing. And, you know, as long as we believe in each other and know that we can just go out there and compete, then, you know, sky's the limit.
Sean, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.